In Florida, the battle continues over whether Terry Schiavo should be allowed to die. Michael Schiavo says his wife, who has been in a vegetative state for 13 years, should be allowed to die. Her parents have fought, so far successfully, to keep her alive. In their battle to keep her alive, Schiavo's parents have found important support from the anti-abortion rights movement, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Randall Terry founded the anti-abortion group Operation Rescue. He now runs a foundation devoted to broader issues, but he says there are fundamental parallels between the abortion issue and the case of Terry Schiavo.
Well, at the end of the matter, it's about who decides who should live and who should die. Obviously, the pro-life movement is saying it is unjust to kill an innocent child simply because that child lives in the womb. And we're saying, whoa, wait a minute. It is unjust to starve a person to death simply because they're severely disabled.
After a judge ruled last month that the feeding tube could be removed, Robert and Mary Schindler, Terry Schiavo's parents, joined forces with Randall Terry and other conservatives. The family smuggled a video camera into Schiavo's hospice room, then released the now famous video of Terry opening her eyes and seemingly reacting to stimuli around her. The Schindlers met with the governor, who until then had been content to let the courts handle the issue. Meanwhile, Randall Terry says in Pennsylvania, conservative cyber activist Phil Sheldon was applying pressure through a website called conservativepetitions.com.
He unleashed literally tens of thousands of emails around the country asking people to act, and at that point, it literally took on a life of its own.
The legislature was flooded with more than 12,000 petitions. Radio talk show hosts took up the case, and suddenly, Terry Schiavo had morphed into something bigger than just a patient in a hospice in Florida. After just a few hours of debate, the legislature passed Terry's law, allowing the governor to order Schiavo kept alive. Tony Perkins is president of the Family Research Council, a Christian advocacy group in Washington, D.C. He said Schiavo is a powerful symbol.
Clearly, she's a human being, but she represents probably hundreds of thousands of human beings in this country that cannot speak for nor care for themselves,
including fetuses. Perkins said as much as anything, the Schiavo case was a victory over a court system that he said is out of sync with American values. He said it was likely conservatives would use the Schiavo case as a template for other issues.
You've got the Pledge of Allegiance, the motto, you've got the Ten Commandments. All of these point to, as well as the marriage issue, they all kind of come back to the courts.
Not everyone agrees the Schiavo case represents some sort of breakthrough. David Garrow, a legal historian at Emory University, has written extensively on both the death with dignity issue and the anti-abortion movement.
I think what we've seen in Florida is very unusual and very misleading. When one looks at public opinion polls, a heavy majority of Americans believe that hastening someone's death when they're already terminally ill ought to be allowed.
Moreover, Michael Schiavo, Terry's husband, and the American Civil Liberties Union have already mounted a legal challenge to the law, saying it's unconstitutional. Howard Simon is president of the Florida chapter of the ACLU.
One of the most infuriating things about all of this is that the governor knows that the special legislation that passed by the legislature at his request is almost entirely likely to be struck down by the courts. But that's not the point. The point is to score political points, and that he has apparently accomplished.
Yesterday evening, the state filed its answer to Schiavo's and the ACLU's challenge to the law. Circuit Judge W. Douglas Baird has indicated he'll rule quickly on the matter, but it's likely the case will ultimately be decided by the Florida Supreme Court. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.